Okay, everybody, this is Darren Vinette, also known as the Ambassador of Increase, and I want to welcome you to today's call. I'm so very, very excited because we have a lot of good content to share today. I have several things I want to encourage you in your journey on life as well as your business. And so I'm just really, really grateful to have this opportunity to and the privilege to encourage you in your dream and your goal, your vision. And so today I want to start off by encouraging everybody to just stop and relax and think about where you've gone and what you've been doing. And many times we face times and roadblocks or challenges in our lives. I've actually rewired my mind. I don't call them problems. I don't use the word problems anymore. I call them challenges, personal challenges or group challenges. And the reason why is because, you see, your mouth is a conduit, and a conduit is a connecting point. For example, if you're thirsty and you have a drink in your cup, some liquid in your cup, and so you're on one side and the drink is on the other side, but that conduit is that straw. And so a conduit many times is the open door or the portal to get from where you are to get what you want or to where you want to be. And so I mention that because a lot of us are destroying and also hindering our lives because of the words that we use. And we're going to talk a lot about that today, the power of your words. I know many of us have heard and been exposed to people say, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. And so this is not what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about using our mouths, using the words that we have as seeds, as vessels, as power tools, to not only get what we want, but to also to influence the lives and to water the lives of people around us. And so very, very excited. And so I trust also that your week has been well, because, listen, if you're just making money, you're in a bad situation. My whole focus and the purpose of these calls is to not only encourage you to not only do well financially, but also to do well in every other aspect of your life. I always tell people God did not design you to be one-dimensional. You need to be crushing it in all dimensions. I tell people crush it, not people. And so let's talk today about, I'm going to cover several things, one of them being the power of our thoughts and the power of our words. And, I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not, but there's a book called The Five Love Languages. I think it's written by Gary Smalley, I believe it is. Awesome book. I would highly recommend it. It's called The Five Love Languages. And many times as a consultant, not just in life and business, I use the examples in that book because it talks about how we all have, how we perceive love differently. And I'm going to use that as a model today to talk about the words we speak and the thoughts that we think. So when we talk about the five love languages, in the book you'll hear it, but this won't be a session on the love languages, but I would recommend it because it's at our core, we all have some language or some action that makes us feel loved and completed. For example, one of the love languages is words of affirmation. And some people, just a kind word of encouragement does wonders for them. Well, another love language is gifts. Of course, a lot of ladies like gifts. I mean, guys like gifts too, but another love, when a certain gift is received, for some people, they just totally feel loved and feel completed and valued and validated. Another love language is acts of kindness. You know, when someone goes out of their way or does something for you, you really feel validated. Another one of the love languages is just physical touch. Guys, that's usually the one we like. Just physical touch lets us know that we're special, that we're something, that we're such much, I'd say like this. But anyway, my whole point is that, and I'll give you an example of that. There was a husband, and this is just something I made up years ago, but it seems to work and help people get the point. There was a husband who was working real, real hard, newlyweds, and he's got big dreams, and he married his young bride, and 2-3 years down the line, they are talking, and he's working real hard to buy her a necklace, and he's taking overtime, and he's really, really going out of his way to sacrifice to buy her this gift that's a love language. He wants to give her this gift to let her know how valuable and how appreciative he is. And, of course, he works real hard. He gives her the gift, and she doesn't show any appreciation. She doesn't seem like she really cares or even, you know, appreciates the work and the labor and the extra hard work he's done. And so they get into this argument. And in the argument, what comes out of it is that she didn't really care about a necklace or a gift. She valued, her love language was time. And so she would have appreciated having some quality time with her husband rather than a brand new necklace, which he did a lot of extra work for. And his love language was gift, because he appreciated the fact that when he received a gift, he felt validated, important, and special. And so, you know, here we have a husband and a wife that truly love each other, but it's basically they have two different languages. They're one speaking Chinese and the other one speaking English. And so because they don't understand each other's languages, he's working hard with all good intention to provide things and gifts for her, and she just wants time. And so you can see how that dynamic would work in a business arena as well, too. So I want to ask someone if you're on the line, if you could just press *6, it will mute your phone, and it will allow us to have a better quality recording. I really, really appreciate that. So if you are on this call today, again, I want to thank you. So when we talk about the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think, first of all, we must realize that everything begins with a thought. Everything begins with a thought. Now, of course, we're here because we're all business-minded, we're entrepreneurs, we're investors, but at the end of the day, we want results. And so today I want to show you some parallels between how we can how our thoughts will ultimately lead to profit. So I'll give you a quick example of that. Now, I'm going to make a statement here that I experienced this past weekend. I believe that there are only two forces that run the world, one of them being love and the other one being fear. And so let me explain that, how that works. Love, it covers all. It's patient. It's kind. It thinks no evil. Fear, it drives. It capacitates. It immobilizes. And it drives you. And so when things are done out of love, they're done out of patience and kindness and temperance and self-control. When things are done out of fear, it drives you. It causes you to be isolated and immobilized. And so what's my point? When every thought, I taught my kids this when they were very young, everything, every action, every thought comes or is influenced out of love or fear. Everything. And so when a person, I'll use another example, husband and wife, that maybe this is marriage day, y'all, but husband and wife, they get into it, and the wife asks for the credit card, and he gives her the credit card reluctantly, and he just blows up in anger and a rage because she asks for the card, and then she goes and she leaves, and she doesn't feel special because she had to almost feel like she was pulling teeth to get the card. If you look at the scenario, he's actually not, you know, based on what we just said, he's actually not just angry. He's more afraid. He's afraid she's going to max that card out. I don't know if that's a good example, but I'm trying to illustrate a point here that everything we do is influenced by love or fear. So people, if that be true, if people really aren't jealous, people are really afraid that they don't know how they're going to get what you have, or they don't know how they can acquire what you have or have experienced or in some degree. So people aren't jealous, they're really afraid. People aren't angry, they're really afraid. And so if you would think and can reconsider your thought life and realize, am I really angry or am I really afraid? And if I'm really angry, am I moving am I speaking or thinking out of love, you know, which, or am I speaking or thinking out of anger or out of fear? And so the anger, the jealousy is only a manifestation of how you were really thinking or feeling. You know, so, you know, we all hear it. Attitude determines altitude. Well, let's break that down. Attitude is just the way you think. Your attitude is simply a collection of thoughts that you decided to believe to be true. And so you validate those thoughts by giving time to them. You know, I can remember back in high school, there was a young person that I had conflict with, and just really, really jealous. you know, I was very fortunate to have a lot of success at in my high school years, and so you could kind of feel the tension there, and so I realized that I'm always in constant contention with this person who's agitating me and attacking me and just really, really negative. And then one day I realized, wait a minute, the more attention and the more focus I give that, the more that stays alive. And so I decided in my mind, which is very much like you, that I decided I didn't want that person to be great anymore or a great influence or have that much influence and power over me, so I started not to give as much attention to it. And so a lot of times, you know, and why are we talking about this? Because, see, you know, we've talked about in some of our previous calls the value of what I call the core four. You know, you need to have a balance in your faith, your family, your finance, as well as your fitness. So if we're creating money and opportunity, but we don't have success or peace of mind in our relationships, you know, then that's agitation. That's torture. And so what we're talking about doing is creating that balance in the arena of our thought. See, folks, you must really understand that the thought realm is where you really reign. The thought realm is really where you lose. The thought realm is really where you win. You reign in your realm of thought before you reign anywhere else. And so I always say, you know, you hear me say, or you may see my hashtag, Dominion Life. Dominion Life, which is where, because we're called and born to rule, Dominion Life happens in you before it happens to you. I'm going to say that again. Your best life, Dominion Life, ruling, reigning, great opportunity, it always happens in you before it happens to you. And so we're talking about going to the core and the foundation of who we are by dealing with our thoughts. I always say this, change your thoughts and change your world. You literally can change the destiny of your future by changing your thought life. So let me, you know, and I don't know if many of you are familiar with it, but here's how the pattern goes. A thought turns into an attitude, which is a mindset, and that attitude turns into an action, and that action turns into a habit. That habit consistently continues, turns into a character, and that character ultimately determines or leads you to your ultimate destiny. So a thought turns into an action. An action reproduced over a period of time turns into a habit. It becomes habitual. And then when you habitually do something over, it turns into what we call your character. What is your character? Your character is simply your reputation for what you're known for. You know, your character is your brand. You know, at some point in time, I want to help everyone here develop their personal brand. It's your character. It's your reputation. What are you known for? You know, this is where we get into marketing. And so now, why am I saying that now? Because when it comes to our bottom line as far as profit in our business and peace in our homes and peace in our minds, it all starts with thought. So I always say garbage in is garbage out. If you think good, then that is the first possibility that you can then duplicate that good thought and create another one. See, if you think negative, you can only produce something of its own kind. You know, anything that you have good, make it quality, and then it now has the potential to be able to be duplicated. If you can't create a good, I'm going to say it like this. This is an extreme example, but if you can't create one successful hour, then you can create one successful day. Think about it. If you can create a moment, then you can create an hour. If you can create an hour, you can create a day. If you can duplicate a successful day, you can duplicate a successful week. And if you can duplicate a successful week, then you can duplicate a successful month. And if you can duplicate a successful month, then guess what? You can have a great year. And so at its core, time, and we've spoken about that on some of our calls, time is just measured, is a measurement of time to, and is given to us to measure how we're doing in fulfilling our ultimate destiny and purpose. Time is just a measuring tool. And so time is, at its lowest realm, it's just thought. And so when I say change your world, I'm talking about changing your thoughts. I'm talking about changing your mindset. So we must realize that you are what you think. You are what you think, but if you magnify that, what you think is just simply the attitude or the collection of thoughts that you decided that I'm going to give wind to those, I'm going to give life to those, I'm going to validate those thoughts. So once someone tells you you're ugly and you decide to believe it, if you keep validating that and you keep believing that, then guess what? See, when you believe it, it empowers it. And whatever you empower, so simply be at its core, whatever you validate what you want to give life to. And so I always, another thing I always say is that change your world because you can. I love that. Change your world because you can. See, God didn't design you to be hopeless and helpless and be a victim. You are a victor, not a victim. Well, what makes you a victor? Not, see, you, we can't, we already know, we can't control what happens to us in every situation, but we can control how we respond. I have already decided that no matter what happens to me, what I go through, I decide that I'm going to come forth as pure gold. I'm going to come forth shining. I am not going to let something that someone does or something that happens to me get the best of me. And this is what I call consistently referring to as dominion life. On the throne of my life, I'm reigning between my two ears. I'm reigning between my two ears. It is between my two ears that I rule and reign my world. And so no one can take that from you. You decide to make yourself happy. You listen, you know, happiness is your choice. It is simply your choice. We're talking about the power of your thoughts. Transform your mind. If you're constantly focusing on what you don't have, then your body, your mind has to have a focus. And here's the beautiful thing, folks. Your mind is not designed to focus on two things at one time. You cannot focus on two things at one time. And so if you would focus on the good and be grateful and be thankful, so you, see, anything that you have, if you focus on it, I always say take a combination of all that you have and focus on it. You know, if I can see and I can speak and I can hear, that's a good combination. But if I can see, I can speak, I can hear, and I can walk, that's a better combination. But whatever it is, I'm going to focus on whatever collection of blessings that I have, and I'm going to make great. I'm always telling people everywhere I go, traveling here and there, make your life great. Live your best life now. Don't wait to be great. Do not wait to be great. You can be great now. You can enjoy your life now. See, enjoyment, fulfillment, contentment is simply an attitude, a collection of thoughts. I didn't say I was satisfied. I'm going to say that again. I'm not satisfied. That's why I push, I press, I work, I grind, so to speak. But I am very content. And that means that my level of my thought life that causes me to be content means I've already won. I've already won. I've already acquired what I'm pursuing because it's kind of like vacation. You know, you have a collection of thoughts and you use your imagination to work with, hey, when I go on vacation, this is what I'm going to do. And you imagine yourself snowboarding or canoeing or in a hotel, luxury hotel, or whatever that thing you have bought into, you know, whatever concept of your ideal vacation you bought into, you put a deposit down on it or you paid it in full. You begin to imagine yourself at Disney and what you're going to do and how you're going to relax and what you're going to eat and the people you're going to be around. And all that is nothing but a collection of thought and imagination, only to find out that when, and let me tell you, leading up to vacation, the adrenaline's high, the endorphins are there because, like, man, I go on vacation on Friday. Friday's my last day of work, or Friday, it's my last deal I got to do, and I'm off, I'm going to vacation. And let me tell you, folks, sometimes the adrenaline and the process leading up to the vacation is more powerful and more influential in our thought realm than the actual vacation, because sometimes you get disappointed. It rained out, or this wasn't available, or that didn't happen. But you, if you were honest, that ideal vacation, it just gave you such a good feeling leading up to the time. And that's what I'm describing. You can enjoy your and live your best life now because, in my mind, I'm already enjoying what I'm working toward. I'm living my best life now because I'm enjoying it in the process so that when I get there, I get paid twice. I enjoy it twice. And so think about it. What is it that you're pursuing that you're waiting, so to speak, to exhale? You're waiting to enjoy. Folks, we don't wait to go to the bathroom. That will cause problems. We don't wait. If someone gives you a check, you don't wait 6 months to cash it. So what am I saying? Stop waiting to enjoy your life. Enjoy your life now. Live your best life now. You guys hear me often refer, I had great, great plans when my wife was only 39 years old, dies of breast cancer. We will never be able to live those dreams. Everything she had planned, she would never come. We don't know. Yesterday is already gone. It's a cash check. It's a canceled check. Tomorrow is not promised, but you have your now. You have your now. Your now. Make your thoughts quality and whole now. Purify your thoughts. Purify your motives. Which means that, see, when we start at the basic core of thoughts, you know, thoughts are considered and imagined and magnified and cultivated and meditated upon, and it builds an attitude inside of a person. And when you meet a person, you just meet a collection of thoughts. you say, oh, that person has an attitude. No, they have a collection of thoughts that they have validated, and that's just not good and appealing. And so what am I saying? Some people, because of the way they think, you have to excommunicate them out your life. My circle of influence is very, very small because that's who I decide to get access to influence my thought life, you know. And so you must realize that, you know, you need to be – I'm working on a book right now, you know, talking about the second phase of life, life after 50. And one of the things that I'm covering in that book is how to get your end game straight. This is phase two of your life. At some point in time, you're going to have more years behind you than you have in front of you. So we need to plan, strategically plan, and make sure we position our team, our alignment, just like a chess game, and putting ducks and things and systems in place so that we could leave a legacy, you know. And so I mentioned that because a part of that is thinking differently. I'm constantly having to change and realign and requalify my thoughts and requalify people to give them access to my life. You don't give pearls to the swine, you know, because if you put a gold necklace on a hog, he's going to still be a hog. A hog is a hog is a hog, you know. And so qualify people that think the same way or think better than you. And don't be afraid. When we talk about qualifying thoughts, don't ever be jealous. Don't ever be jealous. Why should you not be ever jealous of anyone? Because anything that someone has is proof positive that you can have it, that you can do it. Because jealousy is simply, remember, fear of what someone has, not knowing how you can get it. And here's the good news, folks. The principle of exchange, the principle of seed or sowing works for everybody. It works for, it's just like time. As long as this earth is here, there's going to be seed time or investment time, and then there's going to be time, which is waiting, and then there's going to be harvest. So you got investment time, and then you have
no
harvest time.
No eating of anything. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Okay. Could you press star 6 on your phone, please? Could you press star 6 on your phone first, please? Thank you so much. So when we talk about giving people access to our lives, what qualifies some, hey, listen, I just had a great thought just now. Sometimes because of our business alliances or our marriages or our associations in the community, we've given people access to our lives, and they are not upgrading their thought life. They're not changing and moving forward. And so now we have this alliance or this commitment or this business partner or this spouse that is not moving forward in their thought life. They're not advancing. And so now we feel stuck. I can't imagine being stuck in a business or marriage relationship where people have thoughts that are not growing and changing. This is where we have torture. This is where we have people that are that have things but don't have peace of mind. And so when you begin to rein in your thought life, so let's talk about how we get thoughts, how we influence our mind. I always say it starts with your head. You know, when I say heads up, I'm literally meaning that, you know, there are symbols, your eyes, your ears, your mouth. Listen, folks, we are champions. We're born to rule. We're born to win. And so your head is a symbol of everything you need to do to control your thoughts and control your life. And so I always say a champion must control what he sees, what he hears, what he says, and ultimately what he does. So I'm gonna go like this. If a champion must control what he thinks, what he sees, what he hears, what he says, and ultimately what he does. And whatever you think is going to ultimately influence what you actually do. And so we have to control what we think And what we think is determined by, number one, the doors of our heart, what we see. What are you constantly focusing on? Do you see all the negative? Do you see the positive? What are you hearing? What are you allowing to come into your heart, your ears? Those are like gates, your eye gate, your ear gate, and your mouth gate. That's what I'm really referring to. Watch what you say. Your words are so powerful. Words spoken out of your mouth gain life. And so what are you saying? What you say is ultimately the result of what you've been thinking. What are you hearing? I love old school music, but I don't listen to crazy music because my faith, my attitude, my mindset, my thoughts is totally determined by what I hear. I try to hear positive, informative, challenging thoughts. I never put garbage in because I'll get garbage out. So control what you hear, whether it's music or whether it's messages or inspiring words. See, watch what you're reading, watch what you're seeing. Let me tell you, I teach kids this. A lot of kids that I go to high schools and colleges, and a lot of times I'm explaining kids the power of thought and the power of controlling what they see, and I tell them, hey, something you see can't never be unseen. This is why we have people that are hooked on pornography and other personal challenges and sometimes problems. That's what I would call it, a problem, because when you see something, it can't be unseen. And a thought has a power. It has an image. And so I teach young people, when you reign over your mind, you're going to control what you see. I just don't let my eyes wander off of a thing. I don't let it linger. You know, when I control what I hear, if it's not right, I cut it off, because I am that million-dollar racehorse. And I'll give you an example why I say that. You see, you have two horses, and I stand to be corrected because I know nothing about horses, but I do know about training. If you got two horses and one of them's just a pasture horse and the other one's a racehorse, they don't get the same agenda. They don't get the same food. They don't get the same workouts. So because of the future destiny of the racehorse, he's got a race day coming. He has a different regimen. He has a different routine. And so the horse that has the race day coming, which is a golden opportunity, he eats differently. He has a higher levels of discipline. That horse is not out there partying all night. You know, not a pasture horse. He can stay out all night. He can drink and eat and do whatever he wants. So I'm not judging what a person does. I'm just saying that because you're on this call, you're in a higher percentile of people who decide that they're going to change their world, that they're going to live their best life. And so for that reason, you have decided to dial in on a call midday, so wherever you're at in this world, in this country, and listen to some guy talk and rant on about life and changing your world, you know. And so what I'm saying to you is that the higher you want to go in life, the higher discipline you will have to have. As a champion, you must control what you think, control what you see, control what you hear, control what you say, which will ultimately change what you do. Now, I want to start personally engaging with you guys. I appreciate your time on these calls. It's life-giving to me. I love running my big mouth, meeting new people. But at the same time, I want my personal commitment is to, as the ambassador of increase, is to find some way to excel or to accelerate or to increase your life in some way. So if you haven't logged on to the Private Inner Circle Facebook group, please do that. I'm going to be in the next few days and weeks, I'll be aggressively involved on that Inner Circle page. I want to hear from you. I'm going to start posting more. I'm also going to shoot a video, let everyone know that it's a part of the Inner Circle that may not have tapped into the past, to let them know that we are here, that we're actively involved. But I want everyone to go on Facebook and message me, just a personal message me, to set up your vision strategy session. Now, what is a vision strategy session? As a coach consultant, one of the things I do when I speak is I have people that, after hearing me speak, they decide they want to coach with me or to develop a personal vision strategy plan for their individual lives. And, of course, that is a very high premium price. But because, thanks to Larry Goins and the Inner Circle, that is free to you. And so I would highly recommend you take advantage of it, because it's not going to last forever. And so if you are interested, or if you haven't done that, I've already gotten one or two, but if you would go, just message me on the from the Inner Circle Facebook group and say, hey, Darren, I'm ready to schedule my vision strategy session. And I'm going to explain in detail what that means there. But you want to do that call. Professionally, it's $597 for a 40-minute session. You don't even get an hour. But that, of course, is a bonus gift to you by being an Inner Circle member. So I wanted to make sure that in all my talking that I made sure that that was available. That's a one-on-one call with me, and I'm gonna take a lot of these things that I share randomly or generally, and then I'm gonna personalize them to you. It usually takes about 20 minutes, but I got a big mouth, so it may take an extra 10 minutes. So that's why I tell people a lot 40 to 45 minutes. But I just want to make sure that's I failed to mention that last on our last call. But I want to engage and interact with you to find out how I can help you in different aspects of your life. I've been doing this for 39 years, folks. I love meeting people, running my big mouth, but I love to see change. I love to see people go from where they are to where they're going to be. And I will be honest with you. On those calls and those sessions, I'm going to be brutally honest with you because I feel that if I engage with you or if I talk to you or if I encounter you and I don't change your life or I don't help you see something you didn't see, then I have wasted your time, and I will never do that. And because you must realize, you know, factually, there are literally 7.2 billion, billion with a B, 7.2 billion people in this world. And so for you to be on the call with me, I don't take that for granted. Out of 7.2 billion people in the world, I don't believe in coincidence. And so I just want to make sure that's available. So let me tell you a little bit what a vision strategy, a vision statement is, which is what we'll create out of that call. It is called your vivid vision statement. Now, I didn't say a vision statement. I described it with an adjective, a vivid vision statement. Vivid means crystal clear. And so my goal, you know, in working with you generally in this group, but specifically in that vision strategy session, is to create a vivid vision statement. What that means is that I don't want to just see you have a vision, because obviously you've got some business acumen, some smarts to be on this call, you know, which is a great compliment to you, but I want to get crystal clear. See, I always say the first level of manifestation in your life is clarification. I'll say it again. The first level of manifestation of anything good is clarification. You must become clear on what you want so that you know, so that you can recognize it when it comes. You know, I talk to people that I want to get married. Well, tell me in detail what kind of spouse you want. And they can't do it because they don't believe they can find the ideal person or whatever, or in their business. Well, you must be perfectly clear. So when I say vivid, I'm talking about a crystal clear vision of what you want in your life. And we're going to talk about how to do that. And so my personal promise to you is that after that 15, 20, 30-minute session, that your life will be enhanced in some way. So what is a vivid vision statement? We're going to talk in detail about what that means now. And what that is I want you to be able to describe when you wake up, from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you close your eyes at night, what is it that you see yourself doing? Where do you see yourself at? What are you driving? Where are you living? What do you smell when you get up? I want to engage every one of your senses, because when you can clearly identify that and write that vision down, when you experience that, you'll know you've arrived. And anything that comes to you that's short of that, you'll know that that's not it. That's not what I saw, because vision is simply what you see. And also, it just thought came to mind just now, you know, maybe we need to clarify that. There's a difference between your vision statement and your mission statement. What is a vision statement? What is a mission statement? A vision statement is simply what it says. Vision means what you see. Where do you see yourself 3 to 5 years, 10 years from now? Well, what is a mission statement? A mission is just what it says. A mission means something you do, a task, a challenge, a goal. Well, your mission statement is what you do to get you to the vision statement. It's simple. You know, your mission statement is everything you do to get you to accomplish your vision statement, which is what you see in the end. And so I try to make things so simple that we have to work to really not understand it. And you would be surprised, folks, how I consult some of the most intelligent people in the world that have all these degrees and all these positions, and they don't even know what a vision statement is or a mission statement. That's their job in some capacity. So I want to make sure that from our time together that you are not only clear, but that you're actively pursuing your dream and going after that. So I want to make sure that, not only do you schedule your sessions, but I want to make sure that when you have questions, if you want to inbox me or message me, I say message because if you want to put your questions out in the group, that's perfect. I have no problem with that. But I've just noticed that many times people have questions, concerns. They don't want them publicly broadcast. I'm cool with it either way. Either way, I'm here to serve you. But if you have general questions that you don't mind sharing, please share them in the group because I will answer them and it will benefit everyone. If you have questions or concerns that you don't want someone to be involved in or be privy to, then just simply message me. And when you message me, then I will make sure that I reply back, one-on-one. I say that because, there's something, there's a law called the law of recognition. And the law of recognition basically states that whatever you don't recognize goes unnoticed, and whatever goes unnoticed goes uncelebrated, and whatever goes uncelebrated eventually exits your life. And so I'm excited because, like I said, out of all the people in the world, we're here now talking, but more importantly, this is your day. This is your time because, through your relationships and connections, well, I call them golden connections, you have access to information in one-on-one time focused on you. That's got to be love. We talked about in the beginning of this call, love or fear. If this is not Mr. Gomes and his organization showing you love, then I don't know what it is. And so because we're not talking trash here. We're talking, listen, I'm not delivering stuff. I'm delivering value. Value means that it's going to increase and change your life. And so, again, I can't stress how important these calls are, but as well as your questions. So shoot me your question, and when you send your question, send me your top three biggest challenges in business or your top three questions on life, because I don't know it all. If there's something I do not know, then I will get help. I will go outside my limited knowledge to get the resources that you need. But at the end of the day, we will deliver. And so now, enough of me talking. This is our time of, this time was coming, folks. You know what's coming. You know I was going to ask questions. I need feedback and whatever. So tell me now if there are any questions about what we've mentioned about timing, thinking, or either a question in general. This is that time. So I'm going to be quiet. Now, I realize that we have literally 2 weeks to think about what we're going to ask, so now don't everyone just go at one time. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any comments? Anybody have any
Darren?
Concerns? Yes, this
can
is
you
Darren.
Hear me?
I can hear you extremely well.
This is Gilbert.
Hey, Gilbert, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. First, thank you so much for this conference.
Thank you for being here.
It's I'm a slow note taker, so and you do speak fairly fast, but I appreciate that as well.
No.
I'm glad you're recording this so I can go back to it and finish some of those notes that I wasn't fully able to take down. But I'm new with this group. I'm just setting up my business. In fact, I just got my LLC registered, so I've got a lot of work to do. Thank you very much. So I got a lot of work to get this established. I would like you to repeat the core four in regarding balance.
Okay.
If you can.
Not a problem. And I'm
and,
I think
and also. And also, where do I find this recorded message? Is that in my group meeting section in the back office?
I tell you what I'm going to do is I'll make it a point to make sure that these recordings are posted in the Inner Circle group. That mm-hmm. way you can go back because I think the very first call we did about 3 or 4 weeks ago was an extensive recording on the core four. But I'll go over it right now with you. Because I'm very passionate about that. And I do thank God for technology because, and because I speak fast, I'm excited, I'm passionate about it. and I will do a better job of kind of slowing down, but I can't promise it's going to happen.
Oh, no. Don't slow down. Keep going at your pace. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Well, good. I appreciate that. Well, listen, the Core 4 is something that I coined years ago in 2014. I started doing conferences in different parts of the country, and so your core is the middle section, your midsection of your body, if you were to imagine it. And so without the midsection, with a weak core, it doesn't matter how strong your arms are or whatever. It's like your core is weak, everything else is going to be affected. And so what I did was I try to never, and I'll talk more about this later, I try to never duplicate what's there, because in this world of business, whether you're doing real estate or anything else, you always find ways to innovate. In other words, to do what everybody's doing, but do it differently. And so when I would go to seminars, since, oh, my God, all my life I've been to seminars, I've been to motivational talks, I've been to this and that, and I said, man, I never see the one thing I saw, and this is a really great statement, you hear me say this all the time, is that I have trained my mind to never look for what's there. When I walk into a room, eventually when I meet you guys in person, when I walk into a room or an atmosphere, I never look for what's there. I always look for what's not there. And then my second thing is, if I could find what's not there and then provide that thing at a fee, then I'm going to always be in demand. And so now I'll never have to look for jobs or opportunity money. Then they start looking for me. So I said all to say this. The Core 4 is when I started realizing that there were people who were successful in the four arenas of life, and one or more of them, but very few people I saw that were successful in all four. And those four arenas are the arena of your faith, the arena of your family and relationships, and the arena of your finance, and the arena of your fitness. So your faith is your values and your system of beliefs. And so whatever that may be, you know, but you still, everybody has a value system. So your faith, you know, being in God or whatever you personally believe, is your value system. And so that's your relationship. And then the relationship between your family and your significant others, you follow me? And then, of course, and they're all Fs. I call them the four Fs: faith, family, finance, and fitness. In the arena of your finances, and, of course, people will come to the seminars. They want to learn, obviously, about the money. You know, so that would be the most popular one. But then when I reveal to them, hey, listen, what good is it to have all this money and not have your health to enjoy the money? Now you got to spend your wealth to get your health back. That's just redundant. That just doesn't make any sense. And so what I discovered, what was not at these big motivational seminars and all this hype, is that they were all focused on primarily wealth and prosperity and money and riches. And that's great. You know, that's why we're here on this call. However, you know, it's so foolish to not have a balance. And so I started doing my seminars to help people identify and create a balance. And then once creating a balance, to really start excelling in those areas. And so, and that's why I wrote my first book called Rich Thoughts, because it was talking about it was a collection of thoughts that were not just about acquiring wealth and riches. It was more about being a wealthy person, and that came about from having rich thoughts. And, you know, being rich basically has a lot, it's very overrated. You know, when you don't have money, and having some money, it influences you. But, you know, I've been rich and I've been poor, and I tell you what, being rich is a whole lot better. But let me tell you, it has a lot of challenges with it. You've got to insure stuff. You got to check this. It is a job, you know, and so there's a lot of benefits to having a peace of mind. So let's imagine, when I say the Core 4, if we can have a peace of mind, having our health, having harmony in our relationships, having peace with God and whoever you believe in, but at the same time having the money, too, to enjoy this life. That's what I call wealth. My definition of wealth is having all of that. And my definition of riches is just having stuff and things, being one-dimensional. And if you listen on the beginning of this call, I mentioned that God never designed you to be one-dimensional. We're supposed to be enjoying every aspect of life. And so I kind of does that help out?
Absolutely. You sure added to the issue of clarity.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you
very
much.
Anyone else? You're quite welcome. Anyone else?
Darren, this is Forrest.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Well, yourself?
I'm doing extremely well, man. It's I'm on top and going higher.
So where do we schedule the one-on-one call and when? Is that available?
Yeah, it is available now. there is a schedule. But all you do is go to your Inner Circle group on Facebook. There's a private Inner Circle group on Facebook. And, just message me. Messenger is, if you're familiar with it, it goes directly between you and I. Nobody else sees it. If you have a general question, please post it there because everyone else will benefit. But just message me and say, hey, I'm ready to schedule a call, a one-on-one session, and then I will message you back. And the reason why is because although I have a staff, let's cut through the red tape and go straight. It comes directly to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, that's the best way. Yeah, it's the Larry Circle, Goins Inner Circle private group.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, man. Good to hear from you again.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, guys. Well, if there's no other questions, no other concerns, I'm going to stop the recording right now.